USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The National Weather Service has extended an excessive heat warning for the desert southwest through Tuesday night as a month-long heat wave expands over the central U.S. this week. In Phoenix, another daily heat record has been set.
Arizona's capital reached 118 degrees on Saturday, shattering the previous daily high record of 116 degrees set in 2006. It's the fourth day this week that Phoenix had a new record high temperature. Saturday was also the 23rd day in a row of temperatures above 110 degrees in Phoenix and the sixth straight day of temperatures above 115 degrees. I'm Jim Forbes.
Doctors in Arizona and Nevada have reported an increase in contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions. In some cases, the severe burns have been fatal.
Going into August, it's going to be an uptick in all these heat-related illnesses.
Dr. Robert Martinez of St. Rose Sienna Hospital in Las Vegas, courtesy of 8 News Now. Voters are apparently not sold on a presidential rematch.
A new poll shows voters are not enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 matchup between President Biden and former President Trump. Less than half those surveyed by the Yahoo News YouGov poll said they favored neither candidate.
Jerry Barmash reporting, a Russian air attack on the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa has killed at least one person and injured nearly 20, including four children. The regional governor said the attack badly damaged an Orthodox cathedral. Parts of the building were destroyed. The floors are covered in rubble and chunks were ripped off the cathedral's ornate walls. 11 people are dead in what police believe was an arson attack on a bar in a northern Mexican border town. Authorities in Sonora say a man who'd been thrown out of the bar for being disrespectful to women came back and set it on fire with a Molotov cocktail. Four women are among the dead. This is USA News.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Twitter is reportedly ditching the bird. Elon Musk says he's getting rid of Twitter's bird logo in a pair of tweets this morning. He said, "Soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds," and that a new logo could go live worldwide tomorrow. He posted an image of a flickering X. Twitter changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company last October. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. More from Scott Carr.
Contract negotiations that will resume Tuesday are aimed at averting a strike by 340,000 UPS workers. Reporting says a strike could paralyze many supply chains and do tremendous harm to the U.S. economy. The Teamsters' five-year labor deal with the shipping giant expires on July 31st.
And members of the Actors Union and the Writers Guild of America continue to walk the picket lines.
The SAG-AFTRA walkout took effect July 13th, while the WGA strike has been ongoing for nearly 4 months. Both unions are striking against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, and showbiz observers fear the labor stalemate could last several months as the two sides remain divided on key issues including residual formulas for streaming content and protections against the use of artificial intelligence in film and TV production. I'm Dina Kodiak.
Not surprisingly, Barbie and Oppenheimer are running away at the weekend box office. Barbie is on track for $150 million in ticket sales, and it's an $80 million opening for Oppenheimer. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.